Reading from Matthew's Gospel and chapter 6 and reading from verse 20. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, Surely not I, Lord." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." The account of the Lord's Supper is recorded in each of the Gospels. As we gather this morning, we need something important to happen so as to change our lives and the lives of others. How blessed we were last Sunday with the message we received. Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of me when we come around the table and take bread and wine. We call it communion, others call it Eucharist. Eucharist comes from the Greek for thanksgiving, having a thanksgiving meal. The words of 1 Corinthians 11 invites us in to see if we can find the Spirit there. And when we look at Mark, verse 28, it says, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." We accept that this means all of us, men and women alike. And Paul tells us that we must spiritually examine ourselves for any unconfessed sin. For Matthew 27 says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks of the cup in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." We require to examine ourselves before we take bread and wine. Why? Because God's judgment comes in different forms. In our weakness, our lack of physical strength, which produces a spiritual laxity. In our sickness, described as feebleness, physical problems can be the result of spiritual need left without resolve. And then there's sleep. This refers to death. Some who have continued to sin unto death. When we fall away, we need to allow God. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to do a deep searching and cleansing in our lives. We often talk about doing a spring clean. I wonder how often we spring clean, or how often do we clean out the cupboards that we know need doing? And it's a bit like our lives. We know that we need to ask for that forgiveness. We need to seek that new relationship, but we fail to do so. When we submit to the Holy Spirit, we're submitting to the will of God. Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And 1 John 1, 7, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all that sin." God seeks all of us, not just a part of us. He seeks all of us. He seeks our body, our mind, our spirit. He wants to see relationships restored, be it amongst family, friends, work colleagues, and be it, I say it, those in the church. He wants to see church families restored. He wants to see church families back in the place where they should be, listening, hearing, and acting on his word. There is a need for restoration. There is a need for being renewed so that we might be a force for God in all areas of our lives, be that in our homes, in the community, or in the world. For God calls us to do and to go in different places. And when confessing our sin, it cleanses us. It helps us to restore, helps us to form a new relationship with Christ and with others. And we have that promise that if we confess our sins, we will be forgiven and restored. For 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. But then verse 10 gives a warning. It says, if we claim to have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Who of us has not sinned? Who could put their hand in the air this morning, in church or at home, and say they've not sinned? We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We need to remember that we have this all-seeing, all-knowing God. A man goes to a priest. He says to the priest, I want to know God personally. The priest said, go away, confess your sins, and then come back. After a while, he came back, disappointed that he felt no different, that his life didn't seem to have changed. There was nothing new. And he says this to the priest, but the priest says, go home and confess your sin. But, said the man, I've done that. That's what you told me to do the first time. That's true, said the priest. But now, don't pick out what you think God wants to hear. Give him all your sins, and you can be cleansed, restored and renewed. You too can go on a new journey, a new opportunity, a new relationship with Christ.